For KBIA in Columbia, I'm Trevor Hook. The women's prison in Chillicothe is experiencing the most severe coronavirus outbreak in any Missouri prison since the start of the pandemic. As Shayla Farzon reports, some criminal justice reform advocates say the outbreak is endangering inmates and the surrounding community.
So far, 189 inmates and 9 employees at Chillicothe Correctional Center have tested positive for the coronavirus. None of the infected inmates or staff have recovered yet, according to the Missouri Department of Corrections. Amy Bryan is the co-director of the MacArthur Justice Center in Missouri. She says small hospitals near the prison in northern Missouri are not prepared to handle an influx of sick patients.
If prisoners at Chillicothe are getting very sick and they have to be taken to an outside hospital, it doesn't take very long for that hospital to become overwhelmed.
There is a single hospital in Livingston County near Chillicothe Correctional Center. It has a total of 4 ICU beds. I'm Shayla Farzon.
Columbia is seeking to establish a passenger flight service between Columbia Regional Airport and Charlotte Douglas International Airport. The Columbia Missourian reports that a grant of $800,000 from the U.S. Department of Transportation will be paired with $300,000 in local and state contributions to get the service. The Columbia City Council heard the first reading of the ordinance to establish the fund last night and will conduct a final vote on August 3rd. Columbia activists and the Columbia Public School Board are set to hold a virtual event to talk about school safety. The event is titled Redefining Safety, a Community Town Hall. The Como Coalition for Justice will host the event, and the town hall will focus on how safety and discipline in schools can be changed and reimagined, and it will explore options beyond using resource officers in schools. The town hall will be at 6 p.m. Saturday. St. Louis's top prosecutor has charged a husband and wife with felony unlawful use of a weapon for displaying guns during a racial injustice protest outside their mansion. Circuit Attorney Kim Gardner announced the charges yesterday against Mark and Patricia McCloskey. Both are white personal injury attorneys and in their 60s. The McCloskeys' actions during the June 28th protest drew praise from some who said they were legally defending their mansion, but scorn from others who said they risked bloodshed. Several hundred protesters were marching to the mayor's home just a few blocks away. St. Louis Public Radio reports that Attorney General Eric Schmidt's office has filed an amicus brief urging the court to dismiss the case against the McCloskeys. More than 20 people have tested positive for COVID-19 following a Missouri high school graduation ceremony and prom. Suburban St. Louis Catholic School St. Dominic High School yesterday said 19 students tested positive for the virus after attending the events. The announcement comes as the Archdiocese of St. Louis unveiled plans to resume in-class learning at area Catholic schools next month. I'm Trevor Hook, KBIA News, Columbia.